Hey, good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Saturday and Sunday at the East Bank Theater in Bossier City, the Company Repertory Theater presents Ginger and Richard Fulmer in a performance of Love Letters by A.R. Gurney. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are Ginger and Richard Fulmer, and they're going to discuss this production as well as their own celebration of a milestone. Welcome, folks.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Bill.
Yes, thank you.
So give me the lowdown on this play. Usually I do a lot of research on these plays, but there wasn't much on this play online other than it is a couple, but they're not really a couple, right? But they're after 50 years of knowing each other, they're kind of going through and reminiscing about their life. Can you give us kind of the lowdown on these
characters? Well, the idea is they met when they were in grade school, really, and hit it off right there, and then the play takes off from there and follows them through the rest of their lives, for the next 50 years of their lives, through the letters and the notes that they write to one another. And, you know, they have high lows, they have, you know, lows, good, bad, indifferent right. type things, typical. But it's a great, great piece. It's very poignant at times, it's very funny at times. And it just gives you an idea about what these two people went through the 50 years of their relationship.
And Ginger, could you tell me about your particular character in this? Who is she, and what is she all about? Melissa Gardner is her name.
Right. Melissa is sort of the typification of the poor little rich girl. She has lots of things, lots of money, but not the kind of love and support from a good family, and really misses that, and it colors her future a great deal. She is drawn to Andrew because he does have that family support and everything, and has the things that she wishes she had.
So it sounds like she has a deep sense of kind of longing and almost loneliness, even though, you know, you can be in a crowd and still be lonely, and that seems to be the sense that I get from this character.
I think that's very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how about your character? Who is he, and what's he all about?
Well, Andrew has, like Ginger just said, Andrew was brought up very close to his family, close to his father. His father was almost, you could say, controlling kind of thing. He made all the right steps as far as career is concerned. But one of the reasons that he was always in a relationship with her is that she cut him down. He'd get on his high horse every now and then, and she would just tear him apart, you know. And he loved that kind of a relationship. But he was a striver. He was a climber of the ladder. He climbed the ladder, but he never lost the feeling he had for Melissa. Never lost that feeling.
So if he tries to climb up on the pedestal, she's there to kind of knock it down and say, nope, you're walking around the same ground that the rest of us are.
That's exactly what she does, and she does it beautifully. She does it with humor. She cuts his legs out from under him every now and then, and he loves it. He loves it.
Well, now, how do they? I mean, this really is almost like a flashback. And I was doing some research, and it calls it an epistolatorial novel, which is, you know, basically telling a story through letters that they had written to each other. So are we actually flashing back, or we're all in the present, but they're going back in time and sharing their memories? How does this structure work?
Well, I'm hoping that what happens is you will follow them when they start out in grade school. Ginger and I will lose a few years as we begin, and we will grow as the script grows in age and in our maturity.
So
or
really,
lack of maturity, if you want it.
So really, this is chronologically laying out their life rather than them just reminiscing back on it.
Yes.
This is kind of building on their life, and you can see how it develops over time. So you don't know where it's going. Of course, you know, if you're sitting around with a couple of people after they've been together for 50 years, you kind of know where it went.
Right, so exactly.
We come in not knowing where this particular relationship between these two people is going. So can you tell us without, you know, Without spoiler alerting anybody, where does this relationship end up for them?
You know, I think possibly you might have to come and take a look at it.
Okay, so that is a spoiler.
See, that's a spoiler alert.
That's the gist of it. So that's the reason to come out, is to find out after 50 years where these folks have ended
because
up.
They go through ups and downs and yeah. curves and all that kind of thing. You know, just like a real relationship.
Yeah, in real life.
Exactly.
They keep trying to get together, and circumstances and things keep pulling them apart.
Yeah.
And Melissa is a visual artist and wants to be a wonderful, you know, well-known, accomplished visual artist. And he's very pragmatic, lawyer, mm-hmm. politics,
and
all that.
He's a senator, correct?
Yes. One point he becomes a senator.
Right,
yes.
Yeah. So he's more of an earth person, and maybe she's more of like a sky person, if you were going to define it.
Yeah,
somebody
that
who,
sounds good.
Who sees the real pragmatics versus somebody who can see the potential of the beauty of the future, the possibilities and the things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, this is, you two are celebrating 50 years together as well, correct?
Correct.
And so this is kind of a celebration and an anniversary for you two to get up on
mm-hmm.
stage and pull off this role. So, and I was curious, we talked before, I was wondering whether you would bring any of your own personal lives into this play, but this is going to be the real life presentation of this story rather than your own story.
Right.
Correct? Okay. So folks who are coming out to, you know, to hear your love letters back and forth for the last 50 years. That's not what this is about.
No.
Mainly because my handwriting is terrible and I couldn't be able to read it if I had done.
I understand that. So now you're also celebrating the 20th anniversary of the company Repertory Theater. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So how did the company get started?
We started 20 years ago. Myself, Dick King, Mary Joris, and Pamela Captain were the four founders of the company Rep. And I remember we sat in a restaurant. I'd forgotten the name of the restaurant because it's no longer there. But we decided we wanted to do something a little different. And so we formed the company, and we have been we've done like 20, 25 plays, full productions. But then we also have a lot of things that we do outside. Our Theater Eclectic program that we have is a program that brings historical figures and music history into the community, into various into the Bossier school system and into various assisted living systems. And we have taken out a group of senior stars where the actors are all over the age of 55, and we do a reader's theater in these various venues. And we've traveled Mississippi, Nebraska, Las Vegas, as well as Caddo and Bossier Parish doing murder mysteries and musical reviews. But right now we are mainly doing Theater Eclectic and the senior stars. And we like to think about us as an outreach group to find people and give them this information. And the figures, some of the figures we've been taking out, Albert Einstein. Help me out, Ginger. You can probably.
Marilyn
Monroe is going out with us. We have a program about Louisiana history, and they do it in folklore and music. We do a little Broadway review type thing that goes to these various venues. And this is all supported by a grant from the state of Louisiana, which has helped us throughout the years to do this. It's a very worthwhile program, and I'm very, very connected with the company Repertory Theater and very proud of what we've been able to do. And one of the reasons we thought about doing this at this point in time was to celebrate Ginger and myself, of course, but also to raise some funds for the company Repertory Theater. And I thought, what a great way to do it.
Sure.
Read love letters about a 50-year-old relationship by two people that have been in a 50-year-old relationship and to a group that has been in a 20-year-old relationship.
Well, it almost reminds me of the gin game in one of those early Broadway performances where a husband and wife played the characters in the play. And I was doing an interview with Patrick McWilliams, and
right.
he was saying, yeah, and that dynamic between those two, because they knew each other so well, brought something out in the play as well. So I can imagine that, you know, your life together will bring something out in these letters that may not necessarily have come out otherwise, you know, because I think two people who've known each other for 50 years have some insights into what is in between the lines on all
these
letters.
Yeah, one of the great things about the play is that the two lives in the play, you know, the lives unfold in these letters on what is unsaid as well.
Right, exactly.
And that's kind of what's going to happen with Ginger and I, because there are, when we attack a certain thing in a certain aspect of this play, there's going to be some of us in it that are is coloring what we're saying and how we're working.
So as you read through the play, could you feel some unsaid things, Ginger, that maybe your character probably might have thought or felt just looking at the way the author wrote these lines and kind of get into her psychology a little?
Yes. Melissa has moments where she is so unhappy, but she expresses it in quite humorous ways. And so, although she is being flippant about things, you know that underneath she really wants to see Andrew. She wants to be with him,
right.
But she's being flippant about it rather than laying it out like it really is.
Sometimes our humor is a way of masking our pain,
right.
And that can come through, especially in the reading and the way you put forth the dialogue on the stage. That's part of the skill of an actor, you know, is to carry that unspoken emotive, you know, meaning into the audience and the theater.
An example of that a little bit is when she finds out he's been stationed and he's gone into the Army to do his service, actually the Navy, and he's stationed in Japan, and he falls in love with a Japanese woman, and she hears that he's seeing this Japanese woman, and the way she asks questions about that relationship can be kind of humorous, and she's like saying, come on, tell me what's going on, but she's not laying it right out.
Right. She doesn't want to appear needy.
Yeah, so she goes from saying Japanese bar girl to lovely geisha girl to, you know, trying to get him to answer her because he doesn't answer her.
And he's probably afraid to answer in
some
ways.
That's probably true. Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you've had that friendship that they, it sounds like this is a long friendship, but underneath it all is that universal desire for the both of them to actually be together, even though they can't. So, you know, that's a dynamic that I think everybody can experience where you really want somebody, but either you're too afraid or whatever, you know.
You know, and as he's climbing the ladder and doing everything he is supposed to do,
right?
You can tell, hopefully, you can tell that he wants her on the ladder with him.
Right, yeah.
But it just doesn't work out that way sometimes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But they connect and they unconnect. They connect and they unconnect. And it's fascinating. It's a fascinating piece.
Sounds like a beautiful platonic relationship that was meant to go further but just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that underlying tension there, you know, that lacking, I guess, that longing and lacking. So.
Right.
Well, can you go into some of the subtext of your character, Richard? What's between the lines on his side of this?
Well, I think all the while he's climbing this ladder, I keep referring to the ladder, but he's doing what he's supposed to do, and I think underneath it all, he'd really like to be able to not do what he's supposed to do, but he can't not do it.
So he's the good boy that has a little bit of desire to be the bad boy, and they're not necessarily go out and cause trouble, but just not live up to other people's expectations.
Other people's expectations,
right.
Like his father's, and the idea, and that's one of the reasons that he is so connected, I believe, to Melissa, because she doesn't let him get away with anything.
Right, yeah.
And she would be a perfect partner, but would she be a perfect partner while he's running for the Senate?
Right.
You know? When she can have these smart butt remarks, you should pardon me saying so, you know. But he appreciates and loves those because she brings him back into the real world. And he's trying to make this climb. He wants her to be with him, but it can't really happen.
So it sounds like a disillusion of expectations going on in here. He has so much expected of him, and he lives up to it, and yet he's unfulfilled in
that.
And she had all of these expectations of family, some of the things that he has, but she never got them, and she's unfulfilled. But together they share, I guess, a moment of unfulfillment, you know, while at the same time helping each other cope with that.
And the thing is, too, I think even though they don't get together, I think that both with the unfulfillment by their relationship, at points in time, they fulfill each other's desires, but not totally, because they'll get close to fulfilling and then they've got to split.
Yeah, it's not the physical part of it, but there's an emotive and a spiritual part that's going on that's deeper than the physical, the physical being the superficial, you know.
So. Right.
Well, now this performance is also serving, as you said, as a fundraiser. So folks who would like to help you do this outreach, which I think is marvelous, anything we can do to take theater into whether it's schools or you know, retirement centers and things like that, and bring some joy to people's lives. I mean, you know,
that's what we're trying to do.
What better way of spending a day than to bring some joy into somebody else's life? You know, that's kind of, you know, the underlying purpose of this company, it seems like, right now.
Right.
And so folks who would like to help do this and also come out and see a wonderful performance, then we encourage you to come out and do this, and you'll be passing along a little bit of the joy that you're going to experience in that theater to some other folks.
Oh yeah.
Well, how do folks get information about this?
They can call the box office number, which is a local number, 741-8312. Tickets are only $15. Yeah. So that's not bad.
And they could go to my Facebook, on my Facebook, and click on a link to get us to the website for the Company Repertory Theater, and click on upcoming events, and you can buy your tickets online if you so desire.
And the website, I mean, it's a little complicated, but it's HTTPS, so that's, you know.
Well, actually, you can get there with
www.companyrep.wordpress.com. Okay, so, and folks who are listening right now, if you want, there'll be a link on our Facebook page and also on our website to that page as well. So you can just go to the post for this feature after we've aired it today, and they'll be able to link right to you as well.
So. Well, we appreciate that.
If people want to call the box office, it's open from noon to 4, Tuesday through Saturday, and Richard is personally sitting there taking the reservations. So y'all call so he won't be bored.
There you go. So, well, do you have any final thoughts that you want to share with the audience about this wonderful play?
I just want them to realize that it's a wonderful, wonderful piece, and it's so interesting the way these two characters interact with one another, and it's funny, it's poignant, it's just a great piece.
Very human.
It's very well written.
Yeah.
The writing is marvelous on this.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining me today.
No, thank you so much,
thank
Bill.
You.
We appreciate it.
You betcha. That was Richard and Ginger Fulmer, and they joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios today to discuss the Company Repertory Theater's production of Love Letters by A.R. Gurney. And that performance will take place this Saturday, August 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the East Bank Theater in Bossier City, and also a performance Sunday, August 16th at 2 p.m., with all proceeds going to benefit the Company Repertory Theater. And you can find out more by going to www.companyrep.wordpress.com, or you can call 318-741-8312. That's 318-741-8312. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.